tider.
Let's do it, crazy man.
Oh, everybody, I hope you're ready to have a good time here with your boys. My name is Chris, Positive C. Edwards. I'm the captain sitting in the swivel chair surrounded by the greatest crew that I could ever travel the airwaves with. Hutch, my first mate, James Hutchison, and guitarist, Chance Encounter. How you doing there, buddy?
Doing pretty good.
We got Will over there, Master Controls, engineer extraordinaire. How you doing there, buddy?
Hey, hey.
And tonight, it's opening night, and we have a special, lovely guest. We're traveling DWB with Daniel Wayne Brown.
All right. I'm ready to rock, man. This is
ready
exciting.
To rock, ready to roll.
Episode one. I'm here.
Better than episode one of Star Wars. Nowhere near as upsetting.
All right, episode one or episode four? What are you talking about?
Episode one, Hayden Christensen. No, the little kid. The little kid.
Little kid.
The little kid.
Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, God.
That's my favorite character.
That's just a tiny bit of an example of what we have for you today. I mean,
yeah, we're nerds.
Yeah, we're basically the kind of show that your older brother would have if his career would get him out of the basement of your mom's place.
Oh.
We have as much journalistic integrity and experience as CNN seems to have at times. A little shots fired at them.
Zing.
Zing. Zing. Zam. Boom. But just to let you get to know us a little bit better, I've developed a little game, fellas. Anybody?
A game?
Wanna play?
I like games, man. Let's do
it. Let's play this.
All What's right. the game?
I think it's called the question game. I stole it from Friends.
From Friends.
Friends.
You're the softy type, huh?
I have a girlfriend, so yes, I watch Friends.
Like I watch Friends and eat ice cream out of the carton by myself at night. I'm Chris, with a positive C.
I try to stay positive.
Basically, I'm just going to ask you an either-or question, and you're going to give me the either-or answer. And you got to do it quick. There's none of this thinking about it. If you think about it, you're out. And really, by out, it just means that you have to answer the next question really fast. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Who wants to go first?
Hutch does. He's your first mate.
Oh, let's go.
All right. Who does number two work for? Works for Hutch. All right, let's go. Ready? Single or married?
Single.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Blondes or brunettes?
Brunettes.
Lights on or off?
Both.
TV or movies?
Movies.
Starsky or Hutch?
Hutch!
Aw, you bastard.
I'm a prejudiced one.
I got a trick question in there somewhere. Hopefully these guys won't catch it. You like lights both on and off during?
Strobe lights, actually.
Wow. Strobe lights. It's a disco?
It's a little hard at first, but it takes some repetition.
There you go.
I would get sick if I had sex during a strobe with strobe lights.
It takes practice. Everybody gets sick the first couple times.
You're only banging ravers, apparently.
Yes, they're easy.
Very. You sure are. All those drugs. All right. Next. Next victim.
Will.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. No. Mr. Shotwell. Are you going to answer this as Will Shotwell, or are you going to answer this as the Violator?
Oh, that's a great question. We're going to go with the Violator.
All right. This is the Violator's answers to this Violator. Question. Will is a little bit nicer than this guy. Probably a little bit cleaner, too. Go. Church or sleep.
Church or sleep? Sleep.
Friend or lover?
We're going to go with lover this time.
This time?
This time.
Yeah, whatever. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Wars.
Pikachu or Goku?
Pikachu.
Blade Runner or Mad Max?
Ooh. Blade Runner.
Zeppelin or Classic Crime?
Zeppelin.
Liar. 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 Pants on fire. We're going to discuss this right now.
He's asking these as the Violator.
Hey, wait. You said the Violator's answer.
Is the Violator the total opposite of Will?
Yeah, is that what we're going on? I stand formally corrected. I apologize, Violator. Now
you've got a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde over there.
Apparently I'm crazy, so...
I have an issue with your Pikachu, man. Like, Pikachu over Goku? Are you kidding me right now?
Well, Will likes Goku, so...
I think I'd rather have Pikachu in my house.
Personally, right. Pikachu would be able to, you know... I would love to not have to pay TXU $200 a month. I'm just saying.
So yeah, you're in favor of Pikachu slavery?
Yeah. That's a thing. But it wouldn't be a slavery issue. He'd be happy to do it.
Ah, Pika, Pika! Ah, Pika!
Oh, come on. Besides, just, my cat just would a have little someone electric sit there
mouse. An electric mouse over a Super Saiyan. I mean, come on. Anyway.
All right, Daniel.
I'd rather have an electric mouse.
My electric mouse will shock your Saiyan.
Shock you.
I guess I'm up, man.
We will shock you.
All right. That was way off track. Let's go. Yeah. Moving along.
Daniel, Cowboys or Indians?
Cowboys.
North or South?
South.
High or drunk?
Drunk.
Boobs or butt?
Boobs.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars. Are you saying Star Trek?
Yes. Trek. It's, Trek. It's spelled Trek. I don't know what track is. Star Trek's T-R-A-K-C. C-K. Whatever.
I thought he was going to ask why that was
Star
on the list.
Star Trek. They're not running from the Klingons. Like right, they, hey, right. They did have a lot of fast people.
All right, but Star Wars. Star Wars.
Marathon, pretty good.
And vanilla or chocolate?
Vanilla.
Vanilla. Everyone likes vanilla, including the world leaders. I only had one beef on this besides the vanilla one. The beef was the boobs or butt.
Yeah,
you're a boob guy.
I am a boob guy. Yes.
Why are you a boob guy?
Why am I a boob guy? I don't know.
Defend
man.
Boobs.
Defend boobs. Why would you ever have to defend boobs? You go to today's St. Patrick's Day. You go down to St. Patrick's deal. Girls ain't flashing their butt around. They're flashing their boobs, they man. They're accessible. Be. They're they right there.
Be. Oh, my God.
Can I make a suggestion?
Chris, I will let you, trump them. Because I think, don't you have an answer for why?
Dial 1-800 mix a lot.
Oh, I can defend the butt all day. As much as you can do with the boobs... The only people who actually have anything that they really get out of a boob are babies.
Okay.
With a butt, you can have adult fun, more adult fun with a butt.
I like adult fun.
Than you
fun.
Can yeah, with
but,
boobs.
But what's more marketable, you know? I mean, that's
why is Kim
that's
Kardashian
sex appeal right there.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
A good bust, you know?
The Kardashians have proven that the rump can be superior.
Mm-hmm.
To the
and who are the Kardashians with?
Yeah, there's a Jenner. There's a Jenner in there. there's a she-male in there.
I don't know, man. I'm just more of a boob guy. Representing all boob guys out there.
Well, you see, that's actually the really good thing about us right here. We're all kind of different kind of cats. Like me, personally, I'm a butt guy. I love me some Star Wars. And I like a strawberry. Yeah, I don't want to get too into vanilla and chocolate here. Nothing but like strawberry. Like, we're all some pretty different people, and I think we have some pretty different views, and it's going to be kind of interesting bouncing stuff off of you guys.
Man, that's just the beautiful thing about guys having different tastes. You know, if all guys had the same taste, there'd be a lot of girls not getting any love. So
or
that's true.
There'd be a lot more guys getting too much love. But speaking of love, we all have one love in common. And I think that's all music, correct?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I did some disturbing research today.
Disturbing research?
Disturbing research. Okay. I wasn't really happy with what I found at all. Has anyone ever seen Jackie Chan Adventures?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think
defines my 13-year-old hood.
That and lots of alone masturbation.
Jackie Chan. That's interesting taste. Okay.
But every time they had an adventure, the uncle would yell, "Research!" And that's what I did today. I did some research. And I found... What's the biggest band 60 years ago? 50 years ago. 1964. What do you think the biggest
Beatles.
Band was?
Beatles,
right?
Yeah, Beatles.
Definitely.
Do you think that rock music in general was huge then, or the Beatles were just huge?
The Beatles.
Rock and roll was just huge then, man.
Rock and roll?
It didn't really become rock till the 90s or the 80s, man. That's still say it's rock and roll.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Well, they did use the word rockabilly, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, no, and they used rock and roll in video. Howlin' Wolf Jack, I think, was the guy who did
rock. Rock and roll was still, you know, very kind of blues based as well at that point.
Yeah, it's blues and jazz, yeah. Exactly. There was a lot of that, but it was
definitely the Beatles.
They were definitely huge bands, and you're right. I looked up the top 10 Hot 100 Billboard chart, the top 10 of the whole year. And six or seven of them were the Beatles. The other one was Louis Armstrong and his band. But it was instrumental-based music. Fast forward 10 years later, 1974, half of it, less than half of it is instrument-based music. The rest of it, disco, dancing, mm-hmm. or singular solo acts. 10 years later, 84, oh my God, you only have Van Halen and the Culture Club. Like, you can't even get a true band in there. You have Van Halen with Jump. So they're not even playing good Van Halen guitar. This is when Eddie decided to be a pianist.
Jump on some keyboards.
Oh, my God. And then
back when synths were just, like, fresh, man. Yeah.
And then you had Culture Club, fronted by one of the most flamboyant gay men in the history. The gay man who actually got his drummer to have sex with him without ever telling him that he wasn't a man.
Wow. So we're past Freddie Mercury gay.
Oh, yeah. This is super 80s gay.
All right.
Super gay zone.
For the next 30 years, from 1984 to this year, Null and Void are instrumental guitar-based music and bands in the top Billboard charts. They're not there. They have their own chart. Yeah, who gives it? Who gives an F? The only thing that's mattered in history is the top one, Hot 100.
Right.
That's the only thing that's really mattered. And bands are gone. Is this where music's going? Is this where we've been? Are people like us getting ready to be extinct?
We're not going to ever be extinct at any point. There's always going to be work for musicians, either in studio work or what have you. But bands aren't going to die out in rock music. It's leaning more that way in country and in pop, and it's gone with hip hop. But bands as a whole, it's always going to be prevalent in rock. But any other genre, I'd say no.
Yeah, I think it's a thing. You know, like, people just want to get more personal. Everybody's kind of looking out for themselves now, and I guess they can relate to the individualness. And it being more marketable, so it's easier.
Yeah, because you can sell a person. It's really easy to sell a person. It's kind of hard to sell a group of five people.
Yeah, it's really easy to sell a person.
You know, I think kind of sports kind of has that problem too of mm-hmm. selling groups of people. I think groups are hard to sell because you can't put yourself and empathize with every single person there. But let's say a song really hits you, and it's I hate the guy, but let's say you're in this culture nowadays, this young youth culture that loves to go party, and Pitbull's song and the way he does his thing really hits you. You know, the way he's all about just living life, I'm being a loco, yeah, woo, yeah. You know, like party, like that makes you feel good.
Right.
You can really latch onto that, but then it's a little bit harder. And even this group got a lot of publicity this past year, but before then they never really get talked about. A group like Daft Punk, even if it's just two guys, they're so mysterious and they're not marketable that people feel alienated because of that. And I think bands are not marketable because you can alienate a lot of people when there's multiple people around.
Sure. Well, it's just become. You're right. Here in America, we've become very star driven, very even in you were talking about sports earlier, the NBA has become, you know, much more popular than baseball. What do you hear all these NBA players saying? You know, they're worried about what? Their brand, their individual brand. Yeah. And, you know, NBA is more of an individual sport, and so
pay me just
stars. And I
give
think
me
it's
my money.
It's even like that in music anymore. That's why we've got The Voice and American Idol, all the success that all these shows have. It's all individual based.
Yeah. Everybody's looking at, you know, for the star, the next big star, you know, the next Justin Timberlake. But nobody relates to bands because people are so individual now, and people are just so by themselves and looking out for themselves. They can't relate to bands, a group of guys getting together and looking out for each other.
Right.
Well, YOLO. I only live once.
Right.
You gotta get your swag on. young man, explain this to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a rapper. You know what I mean? It's just me. It's me out here.
Right.
Grinding in these streets. Right. You know, trying to get my MP3s out there. You know what I'm saying? Why should I worry about the next man?
It's about me. It's about my struggle.
It's about mine. I mean, explain to me, man. Why should I worry about the next man?
Just took me on an adventure right there. But yeah, you know, that's how it is. You know, and it's just, I think the word brotherhood and brotherly love, words like that, are starting to die off. If anything is becoming extinct, it's, you know, it's counting on the guy. It's respect for each other.
Yeah, you never see the reality show about finding the next big band, you know, having a American Idol of bands. You just don't see that. It's all about that pretty face with that pretty voice.
Yeah, it's all about who that individual is.
Yeah.
And that's upsetting. That's very upsetting to me as someone, and Hutch, man, we're in this together with this, trying to make music and trying to give ourselves out there and playing it ourselves as a group and not as individuals. It's kind of scary going out there like that.
And you see it. You see it everywhere, you know. And I feel, you know, it's such a thing where seeing two guys or seeing, like, you know, somebody unmarkable up on stage, you know, just jamming out and actually making really good music, I think it maybe it's beyond some people, and they feel like seeing one person lets them have a reachable goal. If I have to be as good as this person, I can have a chance to do that.
I hope that we all get a chance to experience a new rise in music. I've been thinking recently a lot back to when the Seattle scene really burst on. It was, you know, 89, 90. Mm-hmm. We were all young, if not even not born. You know what I mean? We have never experienced in our lifetime a rise of rock music like they experienced. Mm-hmm. Like the rise that the people in the late 60s had when you know, alright, forget the British Invasion because they weren't American bands, but once that music got over here and you started having bands in 67 and 68 come out, you had the Doors and the Eagles and all these great bands come out. We've never experienced a rise like that here. And I
think it's ready for it, man. I think we're primed and ready for something. Good. Something's ready to break because everything's
so bad right now. It's ready. Something needs to happen.
Oh Lord, is it about that time? It's about that time. What the hell's going on?
8:47.
What the hell's that time? Oh, it's that time for birthdays. Birthdays, everybody! Birthdays! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear! Nat King Cole. John Sebastian.
Yeah.
Okay. Not Bach. Not Bach. The Lovin' Spoonful. All
right.
We have Billy Corgan.
Billy Corgan?
Billy Corgan, yeah. Yeah. Billy Corgan, born today. His hair died about 7-8 years ago. And Justin Hawkins. If anyone can name his band, you got... Whoever names this guy's band gets to go first in the game show I got for you later.
Can we get a clue?
I believe in a
thing called love.
I believe in a thing called love.
Who was that? Name that band.
Oh, that was The Darkness.
William.
Yes.
Ooh, that was wow. Bang, zam, boom. He's going first in the game show.
Real Freddie Mercury character.
I have for these guys later. I think they'll get none of the answers right anyway. So it doesn't matter anyway. We'll be back in a little bit to finish up a topic and to just, you know.
We're going to talk about the ladies, aren't we?
Pretty excited about that.
I think so. I think it's about time to talk for the ladies. But could we have a thought for today for a touch?
Can beer be healthier than wine in moderation? We'll find out later on.
All right. The boys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boys. Let's go. Let's go! Yeah!
and the former heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to the boys. They're like a knockout blow, one to the face, one to pimp, 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 pimp.
Sorry about that, guys. We don't know when Mike Tyson's ever gonna drop in because he's got a key. He beat it out of one of us. We're not gonna say who. Welcome back to the boys. The show where we bring a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and enough funniness to stop you from smoking crack, hopefully. This goes out there to all my homies.
So you're saying I'm not supposed to smoke the crack?
It's not the most healthy thing to do.
Okay. Why not? Wait.
Your dentists love it.
Why? No, I didn't know why.
I don't know, man. It's just not a good life choice.
Crack kills? I mean...
Crack kills.
It may have been... Do you guys really want to get into my views
on talking,
crack?
Not really.
Are we talking plumber's crack?
Oh, no.
Are we talking stripper crack?
On crack cocaine. We're not going to get into that.
Let's not beat around the bush.
Not beat around the bush at all. The bush is baked beans or the bush is beer?
Both?
Oh, health, beer?
Together.
My God, this seems like the thought of the day about health and beer. What were you saying right before we left about health and beer and wine and getting drunk?
Well, scientists did some tests, and a pint of beer could be healthier than a glass of wine.
Who were these scientists, and where can I sign up for the home version of this test?
At your local pub. But it's because beer has a lot of minerals in it that are actually really good for your bones. They have a lot of nutrients and vitamins that actually prevent certain types of cancer. And amongst other things. I mean, who doesn't like a pint now and then, right?
So you're saying I sit down with a beer, I'm fighting cancer.
Yes.
I like that.
Exactly. I like that.
All right, right. So
I'm doing this for charity.
So wait. So when I go to the strip club... I don't go to a strip club, honey. But if I did, say, go to a strip club...
I heard that Tia whip crack.
Oh, man.
12 years a slave. God, but let's say I go to a strip club, I get myself a beer, I'm fighting cancer. I throw the lady up there with the fake boobies because she had a mammogram. Or what is that called whenever they lose their titties?
I have no idea.
Oh, breast reconstruction.
There's another word. I'm talking like the doctor word. Doctor word. It's like, guys, look that up, somebody, while we're doing this. Look up what it is when mastectomy.
Okay.
I think it's a mastectomy. Good. The lady up there shaking her tits has a mastectomy. I'm throwing her some dollar bills. I'm fighting cancer both ways, right?
There you go.
Helping out, right?
You're doing charity, bro.
I'm doing the good. And the doc, what if she didn't have a mastectomy? But she's wanting to be a doctor. She's going through med school. I'm doing good. I'm doing good whole way.
You're helping everybody out.
Strip clubs are good.
Yes, mastectomy is a medical term for the surgical removal of one or both breasts. And they have a very interesting picture.
Have you ever
seen
any mastectomy victims?
No, I never have.
There is one right here.
Actually, a girl on my list for later on had mastectomy. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Put that away, William. William Shotwell.
That is on the Wikipedia page, though. I just want to point out.
So stay away from the Wikipedia page.
Stay away.
We are avoiding that.
First off, stay away from mastectomies first. And anyone out there with breast cancer, we feel for you. No hard feelings. But stay away from those if you can. Let's get everybody healthy. Well, that's kind of the
first
moral
and foremost,
of it. Yeah. But if we can get everybody healthy, like, do we need to drink more beer? Like, do we need to work out and drink beer? Do we need to drink beer, work out? Like, how am I going to do this?
A little bit of exercise a day keeps the doctor away.
But I remember you saying something.
So, drinking games, right?
Kind of like the Olympics?
Beer Olympics.
Beer Olympics. I'm going to give you guys a challenge coming up at some point in time with Beer Olympics. I think that we can come up with Beer Olympics, but don't think a Beer Fest, that movie with no names.
Right.
Yeah, don't think that. I'm talking Beer Olympics.
Right.
Like the Romans would be proud of what we have.
You do know Beer Fest is made by the same people who did Super Troopers, right?
Yes.
No names.
Broken Lizard. Name a Broken Lizard movie in the last 10 years I was in worth anything.
That was worth anything?
Yeah.
Super Troopers.
That was 10 years. About 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right at that moment right there. Yeah, that's about all you get there.
But I still got it.
You know, speaking of people who still got it, I think it's time to bring up a list, guys.
Okay.
All right. And why am I the only one doing research? I'm doing research. Research!
Research! Everybody likes lists, man.
Everybody does love a list.
Except Schindler's List.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hutch.
Oh my God! Too soon?
Oh God! Man. We're never gonna have a Jewish listener ever. Oh my God!
I love the Jews. I just like to point that out. You guys are great.
Oh my God! We probably won't have a job in anywhere ever. You know, because the Jews run media and everything.
That's right.
Ask Mel Gibson; he'll tell you all about it. But anyway, I have a list here that menshealth.com made of the top 100. They went through 100 most. I don't want to say most beautiful, hottest.
Hottest
women of all time.
Yeah, there's a difference in beautiful and hot.
What is the difference? Okay, yeah, what? Exactly. Oh,
I would like to know.
Good freaking question, Hutch. What is the difference?
Okay, I got the difference, okay? I'm going to put this in Disney on you, okay? Uh-oh. Beautiful would be Belle, right?
From Beauty and the Beast?
From Beauty and the Beast. That would be beautiful. That's elegant and everything.
Be our guest.
Hot would be Jasmine.
Jasmine is
yes.
In fact, it's yes. It's like more sexual.
You know? Because she's like
Mulan's kind of
boring.
Inside these thighs, I wait for you.
There you go.
What would be the key attributes to depict the two?
I believe with beauty, you don't have to have the bust line or like the butt. You don't have to have the sexual features that we look at when we look at a girl and go, "Oh my God, I want to have sex with her." You know what I mean?
Right.
Beauty can be something the woman walks in the room fully clothed from neck to toenail, and we still look at her and go, "Oh my gosh!" Like that is that's she captures your eyes.
Right.
That's beauty. Hot is
sexual.
Yeah.
Beauty's and yeah. I think I agree with you on that.
Yeah, hot's more sexual.
Well, the top 10. The reason why I brought this up is because we actually were thinking of doing a list of swimsuit bodies. And that was going to be the way we depicted women. And I kind of thought twice about that, considering I have one at home. I was like, this should be more about, you know, overall. So I'm thinking hot, but with a sense of beauty.
Okay.
Guys, can we agree with that?
Yeah, sure. Sense
of beauty?
Moderately, yeah.
The top 10 that Men's Health have are neither of those. This 10 on here, shouldn't even be sniffing the top 10, most of them. I promise you that. You will see this. If you're thinking of hot,
I'll sniff the top 10.
Are we going to guess these?
No, we're not going to guess these. This is no game. It's going to bring you a list. We're going to tear this thing apart limb by limb. Number 10, Angelina Jolie.
No. Oh, she doesn't need to be at that.
So is this of all time?
We're discussing now, or are you going through the whole
list? Yeah, no, we're now. I'm bringing everyone. We're going to go this one by one.
What's wrong with Angelina Jolie?
She's not top 10.
Of all time?
Of hottest.
Of all
You're saying hottest.
Yes.
We agreed that hot was sexual. Tell me somebody who's more sexual than Angelina Jolie on the screen.
Tons.
Tomb Raider? Did you ever see that movie?
That's all Angelina Jolie is.
I don't think she's very attractive on screen.
No.
I really don't.
If you're listening out there...
It's her personality.
Google image search Angelina Jolie and just make your own opinion on it, but I just can't see it. I personally have never seen it with her. I've never gotten it.
I'm right there with you. I've never seen it. I mean,
like her lips.
With her, it's more attitude, man.
Exactly. I think that
Megan Fox carries the same thing. It's just they got that sexy vibe.
That
you know?
Independent.
I think Megan Fox.
Don't break her wallet.
Honestly, is an overrated female.
I agree with you on that as well.
Yeah, man.
Pretty different topic on that one. Number 9. This is old school. I don't know if you guys even know who she is. Google image search her now if you guys don't know who she is.
Folks
name's
already?
Jane Fonda.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda, top 10 of all time?
No.
Well, yeah, exactly. No.
She definitely should not be. Yeah.
And these are men that are saying this?
This is Men's Health. This is last year.
She's 76.
All time.
All time. You don't look at her now.
we're not gilfing any of these. We're not gilfing any of these. No, you don't gilf any. Like, Jane Fonda, she's an attractive woman, okay?
Sure.
But I think when it comes to, if you're thinking of hottest, which is sexuality,
yeah,
right? Well, I'm not sexually thinking about Jane Fonda compared to some of the females that you have in this generation. All right, what are you looking at over there, Will?
She makes a good point.
Oh, yeah, whoa, hold
she
on.
Does
bring it, bring it.
Stand her ground.
What is going on? What is going on?
She's a she's very Daniel. Attractive.
Yeah.
She's a ginger. No, she's one of those gingers.
She's a ginger. She has no
I love soul. Gingers. I just want to put that on the record.
Oh, she has no soul.
Yeah.
No soul. No soul.
Right.
I think you have soul.
Yeah, you got some soul. All right.
For you.
Get down the list. Number 8, Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
Any argument?
No.
Yes.
You just hate blondes.
Well, because you're talking about no souls.
Well, yeah, she's a soul. She's a soulless bee that probably has, that does confirm have an STD. But you're thinking, this is hot. We're thinking hot. We got to break this down. This is out of our minds. We're thinking hot.
With a dash of beauty.
With a dash of beauty.
I don't see the beauty in there.
Oh, that woman got rock stars for a reason. Mm-hmm. Whenever she put on like a cocktail dress or one of those things or something just kind of silky and elegant, whenever it wasn't just showing all her boobs, but you could see, she was a beautiful man. Pretty face, big blonde hair, had a good physique. She had beauty, but she was a complete slut and it completely ruined her.
I guess I had to do more research.
Oh, yeah. No, look at her at award shows, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah. All right, yeah. No, I'm giving some bad
names. All right.
So Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson, 8. This is old school, too. Probably everyone's seen it. Betty Page.
Betty Page.
I love Betty Page.
She was one of the original swimsuit models, is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. One of the original Playmates, too, I believe. I think she's
right.
I think she's a little high on the list. I think she should be closer to 1.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she's 7. Like, I think compared to 5 and 4, you guys are gonna.
She looks kind of like Zooey Deschanel,
and she's considered one of the most beautiful women right now. Yeah. Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But are you thinking about Betty Page? If you look at those legs.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now.
Oh yeah, those Betty Page legs are 1.5 of Zooey, little Zooey.
Yep. Don't stop. They just keep going for miles, man.
We can skip number 6 because I don't know who Ursula Andrews is. Anyone else?
Can we Google search?
I'm pretty sure she was a Bond girl.
Yeah, and indeed you're right, Will. She was a Bond girl. She was a Bond girl. Bond. James Bond.
Ursula
Connery. Sean Connery. Probably. Yes. Okay. Yes, I've had my fill of this Ursula Andrews. Yes.
She was, let's see, Dr. No. She was the first Bond
she
girl.
She was the very first, yeah,
she was the very first Bond girl. Mm,
indeed.
And she won a Golden Globe.
For that
movie.
For Dr. No.
She's
one of the very few people to win an award for a James Bond movie in the history of movies.
And she also starred in a parody film called Casino Royale in 67.
Interesting.
As Vesper Lynd, in Casino Royale, the new one, who is played by
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, Daniel Craig. But no, who's the girl who plays Vesper?
Who is a piece of crap compared to Sean Connery? Piece of crap.
Daniel Craig.
You know, yeah, but yeah,
she's on the new 300 movie coming out.
I like Pierce Brosnan. I can't remember her name.
None of them can even get in my.
I think Daniel Craig's the most realistic Bond.
Underwear.
He's
the most accurate.
He's the most accurate depiction of Bond. If you go back and read the books,
the Hollywood Bond is way more clever.
James Bond wasn't a big.
James Bond
bruising.
Was not supposed to be a good. He was not a good spy. Yeah. He was a lucky spy.
Yeah, but he wasn't a big bruiser though. I mean, if the Ian Fleming novels, he wasn't like a big bruiser and like Superman guy that Daniel Craig is, big buff guy. He was smart and he was lucky.
Yeah, he was real lucky.
But now you got Daniel Craig jumping over a train through a fiery pit going, oh, I got him now. You know
wrestling
what I mean?
With tractors and stuff.
But it's still more realistic than all the other ones. I mean, even the Sean Connery ones, like he was too suave.
Yeah.
To be a realistic, like, of the time Bond. The reason why they changed it was probably because of the books. And they didn't think the movie would get as much, you know.
You probably just have to enjoy both separately.
Alright, speaking of both separately, These next two on the list, I can't enjoy separately on the list. I would totally like, they've actually enjoyed each other on the stage before. Number five, Madonna. Number four, Britney Spears.
Okay.
Of all time.
I have to agree with those.
What?
I'm going to agree with Madonna.
And Britney. Britney above Madonna, first off. But Britney Spears.
Britney Spears is...
Do you not remember fourth grade?
Pretty awesome.
I'm trying not
when that,
to.
When that Hit Me Baby album came out, she was there in that little jean skirt sitting there looking up at you.
Baby, I love you. I'm sorry. I can't really.
I mean, we may not be. We're not happy with her now, but then.
You cannot be happy with her now. I don't think anyone can be happy with her now. God, I'm not happy with the rest of this list either. Yeah, but I'm happy with number three should be number one to me, Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
The definition of beauty. Yep. Definition of hot, too.
Yep. Yeah. She was the definition of both, for sure.
God, I have to agree with that one.
We have no argument there. This name gets thrown out a lot, but I've never really seen her until I looked her up today. Raquel Welch. I remember her mainly as a Bugs Bunny joke. Like, I remember
Raquel Welch, man. That's classic.
Yeah, I just remember that name as Bugs Bunny would pull up in his little, little outfit. Nah, what's up, Doc? Raquel Welch, and say something about her. Like, that's my fondest memory of her. I don't picture myself in the throes of passion with Raquel Welch.
I mean, I think that's more, you know, our parents' generation, you know, that they can identify with that.
Maybe even, maybe a little bit before that.
Sure.
What are the ages on the list of men? Is it just random, or
I don't know if they asked men, or if this was just, you know, the writers at Men's Health just getting together and going, we think these ladies are hot, and pulling that journalistic thing that people do. You know, when people work for a big company and they think they know better, like Apple people, like they think they know computers more than everybody else just because they work at Apple, not because they work at Best Buy. You know what I mean? Like that's ridiculous. And number one, I almost have no argument with Jennifer Aniston. Hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
Number one all time.
She's pretty sexy.
Rachel.
You're making that Friends reference again, man.
Somebody really likes Friends. I don't think it's his girlfriend's fault.
It might not be her fault that I watch Friends all the time. Love Rachel's skirts and everything. Like, it's I mean, you can't. All right. When I think of hot, I think of somebody who I look at no matter every time I look at him and you go, oh my God, I just want to, you know.
Yeah.
I think Jennifer Aniston, especially on that show, almost every scene she's in, you just kind of go, and that was one of the most popular shows of all time. So you saw her a lot.
Right.
You saw, she's probably the most exposed hot girl of all time. Then when you think about her, she was in commercials at one point in time. Yeah. She's been in a few movies. She's done the most popular TV show of that little 10-year span. You know what I mean? She was everywhere. Even more than Marilyn was.
Yeah.
Even more than Madonna was. And she exposed herself a lot in different ways. You know?
Sure.
Like, Jennifer Aniston, to me, deserves to be number one on the list. The rest of this list can go the heck. Because when I think of hot,
I think that's an odd number one.
All the other ones seem pretty aged.
Okay.
And then you put Jennifer Aniston on top of the list, so it's
who's still
strange,
hot
right?
as ever to me.
Yeah. I still don't think none of these girls have anything on. What was going to be your... Well, all right. Your own list, guys. Give me five hottest girls right now.
You said Will was going first because he won that earlier.
No, that's for the game show. Next segment. Okay.
Top five.
Give me
top
your
five theme. Girls... I don't think any of you guys are going to double up on Gemma Arterton. I don't know if you know who she is.
I have no clue.
She played Io on Clash of the Titans. And she, if you saw that new Hansel and Gretel movie in it, she was Gretel. And she's amazing. Kate Upton.
I thought she was going to be your number one when we talked about this earlier. I was picturing
Kate Upton's my number two right now. Obviously gorgeous. Christina Applegate, number three.
From everybody's favorite show. Married with Children.
Currently, man, back in the day, 90s, man, smoke.
Love and marriage.
Diane Lane, number four, one of my first crushes from Lonesome Dove. And then I think just kind of poster girl for it now is Sofia Vergara. I mean, she's on everything. You go to the mall, she's on the billboards, and, you know, Modern Family's huge and everything else. So.
Isn't she married to, like, some just big-time bigwig somebody. Somebody looked it up and make sure may confirm this for me. But I think Sofia Vergara is like one of the most untouchable women right now because of just who her husband is. It might be that. Will, give me your top five hottest girls now.
Top five. Okay, number one, Jennifer Lawrence. Number two, I guess we're going to go with... I'm going to say Taylor Swift is going to be number two. And I really don't think too much about it. Number three would be...
That's a way not to think too much about the list.
I just see a pretty girl and I'm like, hey.
Do you have five?
Probably not. I don't spend all my time thinking, oh man, who the top five girls I think are hot are. I don't think about that.
Well, you could for the show. Hutch!
I will for the show.
You got five?
Definitely Joan Jett.
Really?
As number five. And that's just me. That's just me, you know, like being a, you know, me, I guess. I like the bad girls.
And then
definitely Marilyn Monroe on there. She's not my first, but I definitely have to agree with the list as far as her being on it. Mm-hmm. Definitely Betty Page.
You really like that Betty Page pick, don't you?
Oh, I love Betty Page.
All right. I'm digging it.
I like the whole pinup girl thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen Katy Perry's pinup girl shoot?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. It's a great shoot.
Gorgeous lady.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm trying to remember Scarlett Johansson for sure.
Good call.
Yeah.
Ooh, another really
great call.
Another good call.
Great call.
Girls got all the right curves in all the right places, man.
And honestly, I can't deny the number one on that list.
Jennifer Aniston?
Because as growing up, wow, that was always the girl next door, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, most explores hot girl of all time. My list is pretty interesting. Number five, don't make fun of me, guys, but I love me some Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
I think she'd be... I love Persian ladies.
Booty patrol.
I am on... You will notice that I am on the firm booty patrol in most of my picks, being the only African-American in the facility. Number four, Hutch. Me and you agree, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, for sure.
But I didn't start believing in the whole Scarlett Johansson thing until I saw Naughty Picks, and that actually leads into number three. I've been an owner of a GQ and a Playboy with her in it.
Oh, great.
And I've seen a couple of films with her in it. Her name is Sasha Grey. Have you ever seen her work on some of the websites you'll have to pay for very much? Number two, Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo.
And she is gorgeous. And she's sexy. And she's got the booty. What else do you want me to go on? She's with Puff Daddy?
I'm really hoping number one is Shakira.
Oh my God, what have we done? We all have forgotten.
We have failed.
Oh my God. Charlize Theron was number one for me, but we have all failed. We have failed men in general right now by not picking Shakira number one. That lady is made out of sex. Like, I think if sex was an entity, it would be Shakira. Just shaking around.
Hey, you could trust her from the waist down.
Oh yeah, because her hips don't lie, right?
No, sir.
All right, quick story before we end the segment. I work at a restaurant. My boss decided to trust me with his car one day. This guy's a little tiny Asian man. The first track I played in a CD that was in his car started out Shakira.
Nice.
Shakira. Hips don't lie, baby. Yeah, that's what he's rocking to whenever he's going for everything. What time is it, guys? Time? Anyone
it's
got
about
time?
That time.
What time is it?
9:49.
What time is it?
What time is that?
It's time to start the next segment. But first, will you give us a song?
Yes, I will give you a song.
What you gonna give us, sir?
I was just gonna think some Zeppelin, just be a good old classic. Can't go wrong with it.
What's that good old classic called?
I guess you won't find out because you can't hear it at the moment. I'm going to go with Immigrant Song, though. So.
Immigrant Song. me some. All right, what's on the next?
Bucket list. Oh, the game show and the bucket list.
What about?
Boys everywhere you go. My name is Chris, Positive C. Hi, guys. How are y'all?
Going, man?
We're hanging out here, just kind of kicking it, laying back, doing what we can. Hutch, you still doing okay over there, buddy?
Hanging in there.
Yeah. What about you, Will? You doing all right?
Fantastic.
Daniel?
Doing awesome, man.
It's been a very cool first experience.
It really has.
By the way, from the second segment, you were looking for... Sofia Vergara's husband
is yes.
Nick Loeb.
Nick Loeb. What does he do?
It just says here on Wikipedia, on July 10th, 2012, it was reported that Vergara and her businessman boyfriend, Nick Loeb, were engaged.
Businessman. Yeah. I think, first off, if you're a businessman and you're banging Sofia Vergara, you're not giving out just a platinum card.
Right.
You're giving out the black card. Or you're giving out that credit card that like sparkles whenever you do it. And if it says declined, it says actually he just bought the whole restaurant.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that. Exactly. That's kind of businessman if you're Sofia Vergara.
Exactly.
Sorry, guys.
Too hot.
Yeah, it's too hot. Well, we've had some pretty hot topics here lately. I would like to bring up one right now. I'm going to switch things up a little bit because I think we have a really cool hot topic that we need to discuss. There are a couple of bands right now that have been around for a long time that are about to go on tour.
Yeah.
And I cannot believe that they're still lasting this long. All right? Because they've been around since our parents were little swimmers in their womb. Def Leppard and Kiss.
Kiss going back on the road?
Kiss!
Really? You know, they always say they're not going back on the road, and then they end up going back on the road.
They're getting inducted this year into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they got that big dispute going on about Ace playing with the band and everything else.
Oh yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Ace just wants to play, man.
Are we in agreement that they should have been in a long time ago?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
they've been around for a while.
Yeah, like they should have been in. I almost think Kiss is first ballot Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You'd think so.
Do we want? Here's the thing: when you think about Hall of Fames, this goes to sports, this goes to movies, this goes to music. Do you want your Hall of Fame to be a museum, or do you want it to be a shrine? And you have to think about it like that. Do you want it to be a shrine of the greatness of the people or the individuals that are in there? Or do you want it to be a museum that showcases whatever that is about? You know, some Hall of Fames are different. Like the Basketball Hall of Fame is like, it's a museum, really. It's not a shrine.
Right.
Anybody can get in, pretty much, if you've been pretty good. It's just show, like, the evolution of the game.
Yeah.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a museum. It's not a shrine to how great these things... Like Kiss... musically, they aren't so impressive, right?
Right.
No, but what they did, I mean, the image they set.
They were a brand.
Yeah, and the way they did it, I mean, they were a straight up propaganda band. Mm-hmm. And they sell it too.
Marketing masterpiece.
It was. That entire band was nothing but a very good marketing scheme.
I know I had one of the lunchboxes.
I had one of the dolls. I had a Peter Criss doll. I'm not really going to lie. I had a Peter Criss doll.
Yeah, dolls.
I had a Gene Simmons mask, man.
See, all of us own something Kiss, and like it's just ridiculous that it took this long for them to get in. But it's really even more ridiculous that they're still touring, like they're still going at it and still putting on that makeup.
Well, they're doing it now to where Kiss will never die. Every time somebody retires, they're going to hand the makeup down.
Yeah,
like, really.
Gene Simmons said that Kiss legacy. Will never die. As soon as one person retires, it'll be the band that never dies, and it's gonna keep going on.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they just announced this last year.
That sounds pretty epic.
That's news right there. I did not know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, speaking of never dying, the other band that's going on tour this summer, they're gonna tour Europe. The Rolling Stones.
Stones still going, man. Yeah, I'm surprised it's standing.
Keith Richards, right?
Looks like a mummy anymore, man.
Oh my god, he plays like a mummy too. I think they turned his guitar down now. I think
Jagger's gonna throw a hip out there, shaking it like that.
Shake it, work it. Yeah, work it. Oh, the Stones like to work it, but they've been working it for like, again, 60 years. I mean, or 50. I get my years wrong. I still think this is 2014, like 50 years. 50 years ago, bands didn't tour like that. They didn't do worldwide tours. They barely got over here to this country.
Right.
And so, like, a lot of people didn't have the opportunity to see their favorite bands. It wasn't as big. Nowadays, big tours are everywhere. Ozfest, I don't even think that exists anymore, but that was huge. You have Warped Tour that brings bands everywhere. You have these huge worldwide tours where people are getting their chance to see their favorite artists.
Sure.
Have any of you been to one of these big shows?
Festival types?
Yeah, oh, and the festival types and like huge, festival types like Rock AM or Red Rock.
I haven't been to any of them, actually, myself. I'm ashamed.
Yeah. I've been to about Ozfest. I think that's where it kind of stands.
No, I should count the Hendrix Experience, or Experience Hendrix the other day.
That wasn't a festival.
No, it wasn't a festival, but
It wasn't a huge, like, festival with a bunch of different bands.
Yeah, they had
playing at different times throughout 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, they had like Aerosmith's second guitarist. You know what I mean? They didn't have Steve Perry there.
This is definitely a lot different. This is like Woodstock.
Okay, I mean, I was just saying
Lollapalooza.
If I'm gonna give you guys a little bit of a chance here to express yourselves, a bucket list of your favorite of your bands that are all. Maybe alive today, maybe not alive today. Should we do a live?
Live.
Yeah. All the ones that are alive.
Because that's going to make it narrowed down.
And is that kind of if they changed out a singer or something like that?
Oh, no, yeah. Because, I mean, let's say it's AC/DC. You would have to pick Brian Johnson AC/DC, not Bon Scott AC/DC. Exactly. You just can't dig up Bon Scott. Right. That'd be sacrilegious in so many different ways. But your top bands, and you have to, in this criteria, one band opens, two headliners. So about 2 hour sets, one 20-minute set. Who are you gonna make do the 20-minute set that you wanna see? Three. Want me to start?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give it a go. First, I want REM to open.
Okay.
I think they're a great live band.
Interesting choice. Okay.
They're a great live band. They can bring in so many different types of people.
Yeah.
They're gonna bring in a gay crowd, they're gonna bring in women. They're going to bring in the old. And they have a style that, if matched up with the right bands behind them, won't take away from that other band.
Right.
Well, they'll show off REM for 20 minutes. You do a few songs that everyone knows. Don't play any of the crap no one ever heard of.
Right.
And you just go through, bam, do the hits, and you're done. You know, this is the one I love, Losing My Religion.
Yeah.
Go from there. Right. Yeah. Number two, I would probably say I want to see Van Halen. I want to see a fully formed Van Halen, though, but I can't do it, so I'll take the freaking Van Halen kid playing bass and Eddie playing guitar, David Lee Roth singing, and Alex on drums.
Cool.
I'll take the little kid playing bass.
Sure.
Yeah, Michael Anthony's not there, just wrecking it, but he's probably drunk somewhere anyway. It doesn't really matter. and then the final headline band, I want to see Nine Inch Nails.
That would be pretty cool.
I think Nine Inch Nails could be the greatest closing band of any festival, anything that you're going to see. That band should end it because of all the sound that they can have and everything they can do with staging and just the performance aspect of it. I don't think anyone beats Nine Inch Nails going on right now.
Look, I got lucky as a 13-year-old kid. My first concert I went to was Nine Inch Nails.
I've heard they're fantastic.
For that to be your first concert, you know, getting introduced into live music, it's something else.
It would change your life. Who wants to go next? Raise your hand. Daniel.
All right. Opening, I'd have Pearl Jam. I would love to see Pearl Jam live, and they got enough hits off one album to sing for 20 minutes off the 10 album.
It's not stopping.
Yeah. Next, I think the first opener I'd have the Eagles. I have not got to see the Eagles. Always wanted to. Got the chance to one time, and then decided to go see my girlfriend at the time instead with that money, and I resent her for that to this day.
Not in fast lane.
Show to make you move your mind.
Terrible.
Then closing on a BB King. I really want to see BB King.
Holy crap! An hour of BB King.
Yeah. An hour of BB.
After all that, forget an hour. The Eagles have 18 guitars in their band. And yeah. If you bring out BB, oh, crud. He's gonna have all the Eagles guitarists come up there.
Like, yeah.
You know? Oh yeah, he'll feature everybody. Everybody. You know.
Oh, Hutch, what you got?
Well, definitely the opener, Foo Fighters.
Okay.
I think they're a really strong, like, modern rock band.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just have lots of energy. Honestly, I think that'd be a great opener.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of going into it. My second choice would definitely be most likely Depeche Mode.
Oh, that's a great pick, man.
And the only reason is because it's such a high and then a low.
That's such a great pick. I wish I would have picked Depeche Mode now.
Depeche Mode, man.
Golly, like, man.
You know, after you just get all excited, then you can chill out for a little bit, listen to some Depeche Mode, you know.
Oh, God.
And then my final choice was not hard to make. As the closer, Alice in Chains.
Modern Alice in Chains is the closer. You're right. Golly. Depeche Mode, Alice in Chains, and freaking, first one?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
It's a good concert, man.
That's a great concert. The Foo Fighters are pissed, though, because they're opening that one.
Yeah. No doubt.
They're so mad at you.
Well, I think my opener is probably going to be more pissed than the Foo Fighters.
Oh, who?
John Mayer would be my opener.
Oh, wait. Who's mad? John Mayer or the people who came to see the rest of the show that got hey stuck now. With John Mayer?
Hey, now.
The first one.
Oh. I'm paying good money for that, brother.
Oh, my God.
You're talking to a fanboy right here.
Oh, the perfect celebrity death match would be John Mayer versus Jack Johnson.
Oh perfect.
Yes, that'd be
Jack
good.
Johnson all the way. He would shove his flip-flop up so far. John Mayer's,
Don't worry, Danny. I'm with you.
Meow.
I'm a John Mayer.
Right.
My next one is I would like to see Joe Bonamassa play for 2 hours.
So you have an hour, 20 minutes of John Mayer, and then you give me another 2 hours of another guy up there with his guitar?
Yes.
Who's your third?
That's a lot of guitar.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers would be my third.
Everyone's gone. Everyone left. Everyone's tired. Everyone's pissed that the Chili Peppers are on because they just chillax for like 3 hours. Like, all right. I wonder who they have as the third. Like, right out. What I gotta get it, put it in you. Oh my God.
Damn.
Oh God. Oh my God. What a tour.
I didn't mean it necessarily in that order for those two. I probably. I just know. I would rather see those two play longer than John Mayer. I just want to see John Mayer just to kind of see.
You would have to split the Bonamassa and the Chili Peppers and the Mayer. You would have to put Chili Peppers in the middle.
Yeah. Because
there's no way I could buy a ticket knowing the Chili Peppers were playing and like get through 2 hours of Bonamassa going, all right, yeah, now I'm really excited for the Chili Peppers too. Oh, yeah.
Right.
But I'm going to play a whole lot of acoustic stuff now.
And I like guitar work, man. Like, I can't deny that a guy up there with a guitar is freaking awesome.
Could definitely be overkill, though.
I don't like Steve Vai, and what's the other one?
There's Joe Satriani.
Yeah, that guy. Can't.
Not into the progressive stuff, huh?
No, just not. I'm not into a guy with his guitar up there, and the rest of the band almost doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, it's not Joe Satriani and the Wonderful Five behind them, you know what I mean? It's just, look at me, I can noodle.
And then the band's trying to just follow.
Yeah, the bass is up there, the black bass is up there working his ass off. Freaking keyboard is over there, freaking long ass hair, like struggling to keep up with Joe.
Honestly, the most underrated guitarist would probably be the guitarist for Rush.
Yes, and they're a full band, all three of those guys are complete savants at their instruments, mm-hmm. and they don't get talked about enough. Oh, God, like, we can go on for music for way too long, but I kind of wanted to break the monotony, talking about music, because we all live and breathe music. I want to play a little game, guys.
All right, man.
I want to play a little game. I don't care what time it is, we're going a little over. Today's game is called The Game of Today. All right, guys?
Game of today.
The game of today. I have three events. One happened in the past. One happened today. And one's a birthday.
And I'm going to give each of you a chance to guess, you know, which one. We played a little mini game earlier. Okay. I think Will got it right. What was that you guessed right? Justin Hawkins, The Darkness?
Yeah. Was that the... No, that wasn't the
game. It was his birthday. It was his birthday.
Yeah, it was his birthday.
There's another birthday down here.
Yeah, I got Elvis. Elvis Presley.
Yes. Elvis. That's exactly it. Brilliant. There's a whole lot of love. Whole lot of shaking going on. Will, do you want to guess what happened?
Am I an idiot or something? I mean,
continue.
Just keep going. I missed something.
Logic train.
Pleading the fifth.
Missed it again. Alright, do you want the past? Do you want whatever happened in the day? Or do you want to get someone's birthday?
Give me something from the past.
Alright.
That's where I need to live more. So.
Alright, and by the way, this is on St. Patrick's Day, because this is the only reason this is relevant today. This is the 17th. Okay, Will, can you tell me what is actually significant about today, the 17th, about St. Patrick's Day? Is it A, it's the day that St. Patrick got rid of all the snakes out of Ireland? B, it's the day that the Irish had their first drink? Or C, it's the day that St. Patrick died?
C.
Right.
Someone's not
A. No, it is not.
It's not?
That is complete myth.
Man, I've been hearing that my whole life.
Exactly. No, it is. St. Patrick's Day is actually the celebration of St. Patrick his whole life, and which at one point in time he brought Christianity to the island of Ireland.
Yeah.
And brought that was a celebration. The snakes are metaphorical snakes that he drove.
For the servants.
Exactly.
It's not like St. Patrick doing snakes on a plane.
No.
What these mother snakes doing on this mother?
On this island.
No. That's what we celebrate. But now, America, we've taken it to the point to where it's like, we celebrate it like it's a date of Irish took their first drink, because we decided to do our first, second, third, fourth, tenth drink if we really want to. Like, I don't understand.
I don't know who didn't get drunk this weekend.
I can't say I didn't. Anyone else can say they actually didn't get drunk on St. Patrick's Day weekend?
I have not.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Okay.
Really not in the spirit, man.
I had a beer.
How much beer did you have last night?
One.
Shenanigans. Calling shenanigans. Calling shenanigans. We'll bring out the broom later.
We'll drink
about. So it was the death of St. Patrick.
No.
Yes, the death of St. Patrick.
No.
Death of St. Patrick. Yeah,
definitely. Oh, yeah, it was the death of St. Patrick.
We tapped the keg a couple times.
Mm-hmm. You had more than one. All right, Hutch, you have a birthday or something that happened today?
Something that happened today.
Oh, and before I say this, I apologize to the man it happened to. This still rocking 70-year-old's girlfriend just made a grown man cry by committing suicide.
Oh, it's Nick Jagger's. No, it's.
You are at you. See, yeah. I don't get away from
Nick
that.
Nick Jagger's girlfriend.
Yeah, committed suicide today. That's a sore subject for most, but it's still funny for us because I could be able to make a pun out of the grown man cry thing. Okay.
I thought Mick was bi.
Mick likes pretty people.
Okay.
Mick will, if you're pretty. Mick's probably gonna go roost that over to you.
So Hutch, you need to watch out.
Oh yeah, I'm watching that. So my day goes by, I don't look behind my back and make sure Mick's not behind me.
Is that an Irish term, Mick? Or you know, this is St. Patrick's Day.
It's a little bit of both.
All right, finally, Daniel, you have a birthday.
Okay.
What actor might find it hard to celebrate his birthday unless he escapes from New York? It's A, Kurt Russell. B, Patrick Swayze. Or C, Harrison Ford.
Do I have any lifelines?
No!
Negative.
No!
I'm just gonna guess. I have no idea. I'm gonna go
C. You're the only one not to guess. You're gonna go C?
I'm gonna go C.
Harrison Ford.
because he's Harrison Ford, man.
It'd be great if it would be awesome if it was Harrison
Definitely
Ford's birthday.
Definitely wore an eye patch as Snake's Piskin.
Yes. Who is that?
Kurt Russell.
Freaking Kurt Russell. Happy birthday, sir. Big Trouble in Little China.
Happy birthday, Kurt Russell.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Kurt Russell. Happy birthday, Kurt Russell. Happy birthday.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, we really like Kurt Russell here. We like a lot of things. We really like you, too. And thank you for listening to the boys kind of fool around a little bit. We promise to have more. What do you promise to have more of, guys?
Everything.
Awesomeness.
Awesomeness.
Pretty much awesomeness.
Pretty much awesomeness or demanded awesomeness?
Demanded. It's going to be demanded.
110% form of awesomeness.
All right. Well, that's spoken like a true underachievers. So, but join us next time and we'll have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and some more rap. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.